From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. On the same day, an editorial in the Chinese Global Times said that Beijing would not assist North Korea if it struck U.S. soil first. President Donald Trump stood by his warnings to Pyongyang.
I hope that they are going to fully understand the gravity of what I said, and what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand, Peter, exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand.
Earlier Friday, the president also warned via Twitter, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely. Separated by the most heavily militarized border in the world, most South Koreans live under the risk of war. Seoul resident Jang Min-seok shared his view on the situation.
Ever since I served in the military 10 years ago, the North Korean threat's been continuing, and South Korean men who served in the military have developed an understanding about North Korean provocations, so we get used to it.
In South Korea, the bellicose rhetoric has lost the power to frighten or shock, as strong military deterrents on both sides have maintained a fragile peace for more than 60 years. Peru is expelling Venezuela's ambassador as it and other nations in Latin America begin to assert more pressure on President Nicolas Maduro's government for allegedly trampling on the constitutional order. In a statement on Friday, Peru said it was giving Ambassador Diego Molero only 5 days to leave the country. Follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says a military option is a viable option against Venezuela, describing the situation there as a dangerous mess.
We have many options for Venezuela. And by the way, I'm not going to rule out a military option. We have many options for Venezuela. This is our neighbor. This is, you know, we're all over the world, and we have troops all over the world in places that are very, very far away. Venezuela is not very far away, and the people are suffering, and they're dying. We have many options for Venezuela, including a possible military option if necessary.
Venezuela's economy has been in trouble since oil prices collapsed in 2014, creating severe shortages of consumer goods, including medication, and spurring inflation to triple digits. Trump's comments come 2 days after his administration imposed new sanctions on Venezuela, targeting members of the all-new powerful legislative body. The International Organization for Migration is warning people against returning prematurely to war-torn Syria, as the number of displaced individuals going back to their homes reached a record high. Lisa Schlein reports from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
A report by the International Organization for Migration finds more than 600,000 displaced Syrians have returned home in the first 7 months of this year, nearly as many as the total number of returnees for all of 2016. IOM spokeswoman Olivia Hayden says most of the returns are spontaneous, but not necessarily voluntary, safe, or sustainable.
As the security situation changes in different parts of the country, displacement can occur again. As we noted in the number of people who are displaced this year, which is over 800,000, some people are being displaced for the second or third time.
The report says most of the people returning to their homes are internally displaced. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two passenger trains collided on Friday just outside Egypt's Mediterranean port of Alexandria. The crash killed 43 people, and according to authorities, the country's deadliest rail accident in more than a decade. Magdi Hagazi is the top health official in Alexandria. He said that along with the 43 people killed, the crash also injured 122 people. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. There you can find articles as well as videos to many of these stories. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.